Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Real Time Crime. I'm one of your hosts, Leah Lamar, and I have with me my wonderful co-host,
Teddy Mellencamp.
The pause is very essential. And then we also have with us, of course, sometimes Dimitri. Hello, sometimes.
Hello.
Dimitri, something looks different about you today.
Oh.
No, did you do a fresh shave? Like, something is new.
I don't know.
There was a shadow on top of his head, and I thought he was wearing a wig. Hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm trying on like a little tuft of hair. What do you guys think?
Imagine we come on the Zoom and Dimitri just has hair.
What are you guys talking about? No, it was just the lighting. It was the lighting all those times.
Mm-mm. He just pretends like everything's normal. Love that.
Love that.
Well, speaking of normal, today we're not talking about anything normal. We'll be talking about Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction. We'll be talking about a woman who faked her own abduction. We'll be talking about Carson Kressley dating an axe murderer. Who hasn't? Calm down, you know? And then finally rounding it out with Anna Delvey, the story that everyone is talking about. You guys, I've really changed since Chris Cuomo came into my life.
What's going on now?
Is there any follow-up there?
I never responded again because I just felt very uncomfortable. I just feel like I'm talking to a hacker and I'm like, am I developing a relationship with a hacker?
Yes.
And that stopped you? That sounds like a reason you would keep going.
Can we at least get the hacker's picture?
That's so funny. Also, I'm just very curious to know, it's like, well, what other crimes have you committed, sir? You know, because if it's just like nerdy tech hacking, that's not so hot. But if it's assault and battery, let's talk.
Let's be honest. You're playing hard to get with the hacker.
Yeah.
Would you consider doing Love is Blind, Leah?
Yeah.
I actually would really enjoy watching you do that. And then your face as the person comes around, knowing that, like, you know, your main thing is headshots. I just not being able to see somebody's face and then developing a full relationship is, I'm ready for it to happen. Like, I'm about to call their casting department.
I'm not against that. I think that's a good idea.
I think it's brilliant. I'll talk about it on Two Teas in a Pod. It'll be great.
Thank you. Thank you. I think the funny thing will be when no one wants to date me, they're like, we don't even care if she's hot. Her personality, man. Damn.
I think my voice would turn away enough. They'd be like, ah!
They'd be like, and she just kept laughing at her own jokes.
They're like, I'm so intrigued. She keeps pausing for like seconds on end. What's she going to say next?
Well,
I should be on Love is Blind. That might be the only way for me to actually find
love. Besides the hacker route.
I'm putting it out into the universe. I think it needs to happen. Leah on next season of Love is Blind. I'll start watching, recapping. Dimitri can produce it. We can do all the things.
That sounds, I mean, I think I would be very fun on reality TV because I just have no filter.
I think you'd be great, especially on a dating show.
Ugh.
Hot Mess.
Is that the name of my new dating show? Hot Mess. Hosted by Teddy Mellencamp.
I'll never turn down a job. okay.
Yeah. Should we just talk about crime or?
Now we have to. Can you do the first crime?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Look, I just would like to put a trigger warning here for anyone who is triggered by sexual assault or rape. We're talking about Bill Cosby. Man, this is the case that keeps on not giving. The Supreme Court declines to consider reinstating Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction. On Monday, they determined that they would not reinstate Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction, dealing a blow to prosecutors who hoped to put the accused sex offender back in prison. Last June, Cosby was released from prison early when the Pennsylvania Supreme Court made the controversial decision to vacate his conviction. He was sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison. It's a pretty big range, if you ask me, in 2018 for sexually assaulting a former Temple University employee in his mansion in 2004, one of many sex crimes he's been accused of committing during his decades-long career. The Pennsylvania court's 2021 ruling had, quote unquote, nothing to do with guilt or innocence. That's clear. It's really more of a reaction to what I would consider a prosecutorial misstep. In 2005, Montgomery County District Attorney Bruce Castor said that Cosby would not face criminal prosecution in former Temple employee Andrea Constant's case. And knowing that he wouldn't be prosecuted, he admitted in a deposition in her civil suit against him, which was later settled, to giving quaaludes to women with whom he wanted to have sex. But since Kevin Steele, Castor's successor, didn't honor the former DA's agreement with Cosby, it was considered that they were using his private confession against him in court, which helped pave a path to conviction and raised questions about the constitutionality of Steele's actions. And you guys, news that an admitted sex offender was freed from prison basically on a technicality concerned sexual assault survivors who worried that Cosby's release would have negative repercussions for future sexual assault cases. So sorry, you guys are gonna have to edit out so many weird words that I've created today. I mean, what do you guys think about this? Do you think that there's ever going to be justice for the alleged victims of Bill Cosby? I'm not even sure if we should say alleged. She actually did confess that he gave women quaaludes before having sex with them. I think this,
what you just went through gives us that answer, which I think is no. You know, it's unbelievable that on a technicality, this is what happens.
I find it disgusting because then you're saying that even if someone, so let's say he murdered someone. Let's say he murdered someone, right? It's like, oh, you can just get off on a technicality, even if you actually say that you did it and you did do it.
Yeah, I think that's a loophole. That's like a major loophole. Need to fix. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Dimitri, go.
No, sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking your role back as sometimes. But I find this so disheartening for a number of reasons because it feels like it's a misjustice system, not a justice system. If someone confesses to a crime, how could they get off if they've done the crime? It just doesn't actually compute in my head.
Well, I know how it's making me feel, and I've never been a victim of this type of crime. You know, so I can only imagine how it's making the multiple people that have been wronged and hurt and abused to hear this. It's got to be disheartening. And then it makes you want to not come forward.
Right. And this is also, you know, it's like part of a bigger Me Too movement situation where even if, you know, you're attaching your name to something very loaded and you're giving a lot of personal information and it's going to be in the media forever. Anytime someone Googles your name, and then to not even get justice for being so violated and so wrong is, it's, I mean, it's cruel. It disgusts me. I mean, look, I think that there are a lot of times in media and entertainment where people have a hard time separating the performer from the person, you know, the talent from the man. And it's like, sure, he's a very funny, talented comedian and actor. Doesn't mean that he gets to not do time for his crime. He committed crimes, multiple sex crimes. I don't understand why, just because you have a lot of money and a good lawyer and all this sort of mumbo jumbo just gets you off.
That amount of money and those good lawyers are finding loopholes in the system, and that's why we're having this conversation.
It's so frustrating.
But we have to move to a lighter crime. Because this just in, I texted a person involved. So this is from Watch What Happens Live. So Carson Kressley dated an axe murderer. Watch video from Watch What Happens Live. Scroll to time code 412. A caller asked Carson the question. Carson has a dating history. Okay. Like with timelines and footnotes and cross-referencing. Speaking to Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live, Kressley said the worst date of his life was one with a person he categorized as an axe murderer. Apparently, Kressley had taken this fella home after a night at the bars, and the gentleman did not get down to business so much as make a sandwich. So the guy makes himself a sandwich and leaves. Weird, but not earth-shattering. Cut to later when Kressley happens upon a most wanted poster, and the man is wanted for multiple murders. Kressley came out ahead, not only by not getting axe murdered, but also by getting a story to eat out on the next decade. So I texted him, you know, because he was my my roommate. Uh-huh. And I'm like, hey, and care to comment on this axe murderer story? And he wrote, I'll have to come on the show. But I think he was wanted for assault, not murder. So it's not as dicey as it sounds.
Let me just say, if someone came over to my apartment and not only didn't try to have sex with me, but just wanted to eat the food in my fridge, I would wonder if they were just going through a hard financial time.
Well, no, but you have, if it was like after a bar or something, there's times that you want to eat. Like you're hungry, but making a sandwich is one thing. Going through like the Taco Bell drive-thru is another.
Yeah, I think it's actually even more mentally ill to go to a stranger's house and then just go through their rifle through their fridge and make yourself a sandwich and then leave.
I could see you sitting in the corner being like, are you only using me for my cold cuts? Like, is that what this is about?
What if they grab some pretzels, Lee, and maybe they need a little snack and get their energy up? I didn't know.
I have PTSD, obviously, if you can't tell about this exact premise, but not that I dated an axe murderer, but I mean, that is, feels like something I would do.
But you dated someone who was carbo loading before sex?
Hilarious. I woke up once at 5 a.m. This is when I lived in New York. And I always locked my door in New York, my bedroom door, no matter what, because I'm crazy. And it's New York. And I started hearing all this banging in my apartment. And I didn't know what it was. And I thought there was a burglar. And then I opened the door and I see that this guy who had slept over was eating all my bagels.
What do you mean all your bagels?
I had a bag of bagels and he just like shredded through all of them and he was real wasted still. And I was like, okay,
This doesn't seem like a crime to me. I mean, was your bagel shop out of business? Can't you get more bagels?
Okay, so clearly you have a price for sex, and you're not going to trade a dozen bagels.
I didn't have sex with this person.
Oh, what was the banging though?
Maybe if you would have, he would have.
He was wasted. Oh. And he was just like opening the fridge and like slamming down knives. And I was like, what's going on in there? Like the cupboards were opening and closing, just slamming.
And then this story's making me want to fake my own abduction, which takes us to our next.
Wow, Teddy. I mean...
which takes us to our next New York Times article. 3 weeks after she vanished, Sherry Papini was found over 140 miles from her home. According to the authorities, her account of being kidnapped was a lie. She said that her captors had leashed her to a pole inside a closet, a bucket of kitty litter serving as her toilet. Then came the beatings, and when she tried to escape, she told investigators she was branded. That is how Sherry explained to investigators what happened during her disappearance in 2016, a three-week ordeal that prompted an intense and costly search across Northern California, where she had been living, and several other states. The widely reporting missing person case wound down after a truck driver spotted Miss Papini wandering along an interstate. But the investigation was not over. Federal prosecutors said this week that Miss Papini's claims that two masked women had abducted her at gunpoint while she was on a run in Redding, California, had been made up. That she continued her deception when investigators confronted her. In fact, prosecutors claim she was married with two children and was staying with an ex-boyfriend and had used prepaid cell phones to arrange for him to whisk her some 600 miles away from his home, from her home. This sounds like a lot of work. She was arrested on Thursday on felony charges, making false statements to federal law enforcement. The fraud charges stem from more than $30,000 in therapy and ambulance services.
Who's therapy? Mine from reading this article?
This is unbelievable. But we can't miss any time on really going down and venting Anna. And while we're already on people faking things, can you just give a little background on Anna Delvey, Anna Sorkin?
Wait, I just wanted to say, I don't see the problem here. This woman wanted to go hang out. She has kids and a husband. She wanted to go hang out with her ex-boyfriend. Tell me another way to do it. If you know another way to do it besides faking your own kidnapping, you tell me.
And going to elaborate stories and saying you're going to have to use kitty litter to pee and that you're tied to poles.
So did she brand herself?
Branding yourself just to have sex with your ex? I mean, that's how I know the dick was good.
That's how you know you're having O's.
Multiple. Yeah.
You're not having to fake it.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, can you hook me up with this guy? All right. Yeah, let's... move right along.
Anyways,
should we take a break before we get to Anna?
Fine, sometimes.
Wow, you're so bossy today.
I know. He's so...
I think that was a question, actually.
I'm bossy.
So spin it however you want.
All right, we'll be right back. Don't commit any crimes while we're on a break. Thank you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome back to Real Time Crime. I hope you didn't commit a 60-second crime. I don't know if that looks like stealing gum from your neighbor's desk at work.
Was that a joke?
I don't know. I don't know what anything is anymore. I haven't even had coffee yet today. Teddy was like, let's do the podcast at 11. And I was like, okay, did you want me to be awake or...
I love that you're like, I can do 11:30. And I'm like trying to make something happen right after this. And it's because you don't want to wake up 30 minutes earlier.
It doesn't show. I'll be honest.
I had a phone call with Dubai and they made me wake up very early. And I was like, I won't be able to function.
This doesn't seem legal.
I don't love it. I didn't love it at all.
It turns out a prince over there left her some money and she's just trying to claim
with her bagels.
I mean, look, yeah. Well, there was a Nigerian prince who asked me to wire him $20,000. And I was like, wait, is this Anna Delvey?
Do it. He's like, my name is Chris Cuomo.
Okay. Before we even get into the entire Anna case, I need to know, are you team Rachel or team Anna?
I'm team Anna.
What about you sometimes?
I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say that if Leah says she's team something, I have to go with you.
What about you, Teddy? Team Hannah or team Rachel?
I can see both sides. Here's where... let's get into that further. Explain Anna Delvey to people first, and then I'm going to explain why I have my issues with both.
All right. Anna Delvey, a.k.a. Anna Sorokin, pretended to be a German heiress to create the Anna Delvey Foundation, an elite club, much like the Soho House. But she wanted to do this in New York City. And this all happened in 2013. Essentially, what happened is she Tinder swindled New York City elite hotels and banks and people out of thousands of dollars with posh dinners, vacations, hotel stays, and even stole a private jet to go to Omaha, all for her Anna Delvey Foundation. She even got City National and Fortress to almost invest millions. She needed 40 mil to make the club. So based off Jessica Pressler's New York Magazine article, then turned into a series for Netflix by Shondaland, we all are now aware of this story. And Teddy?
Okay. So a big part of this story is while Anna was doing all of these things, she had her bestie in tow come to Rachel Williams. And this is where I have my issue with Rachel. I personally have never had a friend that has money or doesn't have money that bankrolls me to live.
Oh, never.
Or vice versa. So I.
But is anyone out there listening who's like, Leah, you sound like a really fun person to hang out with. I'll bankroll you.
I mean, Leah's willing. That being said, you know, Anna supposedly has all this money she's spending. She's staying at all these hotels. She's throwing hundreds everywhere. She's going on vacations and she is taking Rachel with her. Never once is Rachel paying for herself to do any of those things. I don't know anybody in their right mind that doesn't know that everything comes with a price.
Oof, good call.
Like everything comes with a price. No matter if, like, you know, you have some friends that have more money than you do and don't. And even then, if you're not going half first, you're splitting it. Like, I got you this time, you get me the next time. And you actually do that. But if you're just letting somebody pay for your trips, your hotels, your life, your whatever, I'm sorry. It's bound to bite you in the ass.
That's
She's
true.
Lucky it wasn't a guy.
Do we know how this was unfolding? Was she saying, hey, can I pay for this or on this trip with you? Because I can't afford it. And she was like, no, no, I got it. You got to come. You're my best friend.
On this show, they don't really paint Rachel in the best light. They make it out to be that she was a user of Anna and that she capitalized on her trauma to make money. She does have a New York best-selling book called My Friend Anna. Her Instagram is consistently Netflix new series about the con artist. Anna Sorkin plays lip service to the truth, says Rachel Deloach Williams, one of her victims. For the world's most popular streaming service to allow this to happen is appalling. They have ignored the reality of criminal behavior, of pathological lying, of reprehensible example setting to create this fictional alternate version. Certainly the bogus director in this docudrama Dirty John, also on Netflix, or the con man protagonist of its documentary The Tinder Swindler are not awarded a fraction of the sympathy granted Sorkin, but then those shows were not bankrolling those people. So, I mean, she has multiple posts like this. However, shall I go on and read Anna's post that she's been able
I love Anna's post so much.
If you have it readily available, you can get to reading. But the fact that you can post from ICE is pretty incredible.
Well, we should also note that she was she left prison and got scooped up by ICE right away because her visa expired. So she was released on good behavior in February of 2021. And then a month later, ICE brought her right back into custody where she is currently. Okay, now back to you, Teddy.
Well, now we have to also talk about her money situation. She was sentenced to 4 to 12 years, fined $24,000, and ordered to pay restitution of around $199,000. Then she was paid $300,000 for her life rights. So pretty much anything that she did is wiped clean. I don't know how much
am I being a piece of shit by saying I just don't even think any of this is a lot of money.
Well, the part that I don't understand,
like, that's a student loan.
Correct. But I mean, I think Rachel ended up putting something like $60,000 on her credit card from this vacation she took with Anna. And, you know, it was her work card and all of these things. But the argument is that she was never forced to do it. But they, you know, the hotel was asking for it. But I do want to pull up what Anna's posts are right now. Anna Delvey is posting from ICE. I've been silent about this for years. However, over the past 2 weeks of watching Rachel stubbornly refuse to move on from her contrived trauma, ever brazen and unchecked, while going on every show that will have her, I thought, now I have to. And if I have to, I will. During her numerous public cries for attention, claiming I ruined her life, relentless Rachel Deloach Williams conveniently forgets to mention the curious period of time during the summer of 18 when she herself, along with her newly acquired literary agent, were repeatedly harassing my lawyer, Todd, both via email and phone, clear to note, to get me to agree to write a book together with Rachel. And the best part is, this time around, I've got all the receipts.
She doesn't post the receipts, though, right?
Not that I've seen.
Yeah.
I know, sounds incredible, considering Rachel's recent media crusade during which she accuses everyone who isn't aligned with her vision of self as a wronged martyr, star for justice of glorifying crime and giving platform to a con. Can anyone please enlighten us whether she's done anything at all over the past 3 years other than talking and writing about me, reading and dissecting my interviews, taking angry notes, looking for things to get outraged about? She even quotes posts I've deleted after 15 minutes. I can't. Find yourself someone who's as dedicated to you the way Rachel is dedicated to my Twitter. Don't you just love the irony? I know. Don't you just love the irony of watching Rachel Deloach Williams constantly adjust her very flexible moral standards depending on the prospective amount of the money that stands to profit based on the latest twist in the tale of her unfortunate association with me? Before, she epically embarrassed herself during my trial and before Netflix forever cemented her very accurate Karen image, her moral compass deemed acceptable, suggests we write a book together, all while still pressing charges against me. She thought she could have it all, didn't she? It keeps going on and on.
But I think the last page, I'll read the last page, which is important. To this day, Rachel Williams clearly struggles to accept the fact that 12 jurors unanimously agreed I was not guilty of any charges related to her existence and that nobody cares about anything she has to say unless she's talking about me. And while I can understand her being upset at the fact that I've already accomplished more for the various jails and prisons than Rachel in her entire sheltered life of privilege, she won't be getting away with this blatant hypocrisy on my watch. Well, also, she says something in like another one about the audacity of her to still attempt to sell her white woman tears that no one is buying. I'm like, bitch, you're also a white woman. Like, what?
Well, this is obviously Anna has a very inflated version of self.
Uh-huh. What I'm would give you that impression?
I'm trying to stay away from.
Are we talking about the same
narcissist?
Anna?
But.
Man, if she was a man, I would date her.
I have to say that I have done a full deep dive of every photograph of Anna that exists on the World Wide Web, even her court looks that had their own Instagram and got a bigger following than a lot of people in the public eye.
That's how like Joe Rogan's dog has more followers than me. I'm like, I give up.
And not for one second would I be like, oh, that looks like an heiress to me.
Interesting. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I think like royalty, and I think like super polished, and all of her pictures, she looks like I look right now, a hot freaking mess with like messy hair, like her parts like this. Like she's like.
Yeah, she looks like Samara from The Ring coming out of the well.
Yeah, that's what I'm confused about. And I know that you're not supposed to judge a book by its cover, but I'm judging a book by this cover because the story is all over the place. And I want to know who these big businessmen were who were meeting her and being like, oh, yeah, I want to invest $40 million into your company. And you can't brush your hair.
I also am very curious to know, I mean, for everyone who watched Inventing Anna, which is the Netflix series based off of Anna Delvey's life, I'm so curious to know who the real Chase is. She was saying on her Instagram stories that she would give to the highest bidder the information about his real name and who he is to the media. And it starts at a 10K bid and people should slide into her DMs with bids.
Let me see how much I have in my wallet. We can pull together or something.
Leah, give her one of your NFTs.
That's very funny.
hold on. But remember when we almost had her other friend on the pod? Why am I blanking on her name right now?
Her other friend.
Her like other bestie.
Neff.
And Neff was so nice. And Neff is the one that truly, according to this documentary, I don't know because we don't have an interview with Neff, but really is the one that made people believe that Anna was as great as she was, because she was this incredible concierge and she got her into all the hot parties on all the hot lists and all the good reservations. That being said, Neff was almost here, but then not.
Good story, Hansel.
Fuck off.
And they're saying that the New York Post is saying the real Chase is Hunter Lee Soek.
That was my guess.
Who's that?
Oh, boy. They kind of look like twins. Look at them.
You know what I'm saying?
Is this guy really worth it? Well, is she really worth it? Are they both really worth it? I don't know what this means.
I mean, I wonder if it is him. I bet we could find out by just sending her a DM. I did find my DM exchange with Neff. And Neff is taking a different route than her other pal, Rachel.
What's the route she's taking?
She said, hi, I haven't done any interviews or spoke to any media since 2018. I think I would be too nervous. And I said, it's okay. We can make it fun and light. I host with a comedian, so we're super easy to talk to. I hate myself, by the way.
I hate hearing how easy I am to talk to.
And she wrote, her agent's name will be able to arrange everything for me. Sounds fun. And then we reached out to the agent and crickets.
This is what happens to us all the time. We're like, ooh, we're getting the producer and director of the Tinder Swindler. And like, we'd love to. Can you reach out to our PR team? And the PR team's like, yeah, it's going to be a no for us, dog.
It's the same as like if you somebody saying you're going to meet on a dating site and then all of a sudden the night of the coffee date, they're just not there.
It's a polite no.
It's a polite no, but just don't even, you don't even need to respond.
Yeah, don't just don't open the DM. Why do they open the DM?
Why do you open DMs from Chris Cuomo? That I don't know the answer to, but you just
It's hard to say.
But.
All right, apparently I have COVID again. Yeah, what?
My biggest question is, do you think any of those jurors should have thought that Anna was guilty?
Jurors. I mean, of the crimes against Rachel.
Well, Rachel was forced to pay with her credit card and left quickly. Anna stayed another week and charged $62,000 vacation on Rachel's card.
That sucks. That's not cool.
I mean, what happened. Then Anna came out to LA, stayed at the Chateau Marmont. And for those of you that do not know, Chateau Marmont is probably one of the most expensive hotels to stay at in Los Angeles. It's on the Sunset Strip. Attempted suicide and then went to Malibu Passages, which is one of the most expensive rehab facilities in California.
Man, I've had so many friends go there.
And there she was arrested for bank fraud in 2017. The trial started in 2019. She was found guilty on 8 charges, including grand larceny in the second degree, attempted grand larceny, and theft of services. However, against the stuff with Rachel, they're saying that Rachel had the option because she gave her card, correct?
Yeah, I also think, man, you know, I do know sometimes with very wealthy friends, you know, I've watched them go to nightclubs and they'll leave the club and just be like, oh yeah, charge whatever you want to my card because it really doesn't matter to them. You know, I remember when I was at 11 in Miami. Yeah, it's a strip club. Go on. And this was during Art Basel. And I think this is where I got COVID, but you know, my friend literally just left the club and he had at least 10 friends there getting lap dances, ordering bottles. And I think they racked up over 50K in that night and just didn't matter.
But I hate to say this, that I can almost understand. And I have been in a situation it's similar where people do bottle service and you're just all partying and that's the situation. However, we are talking about years time. We're talking about traveling on vacations. We're talking about workout sessions, lunches, dinners, clothes, vacations. You're going to let your friend, no matter how rich they are, pay for everything. There's got to be something in you that allows that to happen.
That's like
we don't know the situation though. Like, what if she's like, I can't go. I can't afford this. And she's like, come, this is on me. You're my best friend. I need you with me.
To everything she's ever done. Like,
I'm just saying it's possible.
That's like a weird codependent relationship. Don't you think?
But they exist.
Yeah. I mean, also I'm thinking about it. I have some people that have bankrolled me on a bunch of different things that I could not have afforded at the time. And why would I say no?
I just think that if you repeatedly happening with the same person.
Yeah.
I feel like you've been burned by this.
No. Then it's your husband.
Yeah. No, I just think that there's a line in the sand when you're accepting money from somebody else.
Yeah.
Even like this is going to sound weird, but even with my dad, obviously he makes more money than I do. I don't have a trust fund. I have no link to him. I was never the kid throwing down my card because I didn't have any money growing up. We were separate. My parents were divorced. However, now to this day, now that I make a good living, my dad is who he is. We will take turns who's paying for dinner. If we go to a hotel, I'm not expecting him to pay.
But that's because you both have money.
I didn't when I was younger.
But when you were younger, did you pay for your dad when you went out to dinner?
No, I would invite him to the restaurants I worked at. Then nobody had to pay.
There it is.
Thank you, Mr. Chow. Euro Chow. Appreciate it. Hostess with the mostest.
Oh, man, I've been a hostess. Honestly, it's probably one of the hardest jobs to do because you're so bored most of the time.
But so you're saying if the other person does not have money, it's fine to accept. She worked at Vanity Fair. We have to also be clear. She wasn't like.
Yeah, she's not broke.
It's not me. It's not like I would not want to do that. But there are plenty of people out there, and there are plenty of people that have money that are like, I don't care. I'll come with me. I'll pay.
Yeah. But I do understand, to Teddy's point, the repetition of services, right? It's like people have, you know, it's like if someone was like, hey, you want to jump on my private jet? Like, I wouldn't have been able to afford at that time being like, hey, does everyone else want to come on my private jet? You know, and it's like, oh, cool. A round trip travel. Thank you so much. But then it's not as if like for the rest of the year, this person was providing goods and services for me for free.
So if you were like, if they were like, let's go on the private jet again and this and that, you'd be like, the only way I'm going this time is if I can pay for my seat.
Yeah, Dimitri, you nailed it.
Well, that's my point. This stuff, once you start doing something and then it's like, again, I'm not that type of person. I don't like it, but there's plenty of people and there's on both sides. There's plenty of people that say, listen, I'm getting this hotel. I've already got an extra room. Just come on down and stay.
Okay. So we're going to agree to disagree on this, but obviously both of these women are in a position where they want to gain money from this story, from what's happened, trauma, not trauma, whatever it is, their friendship, their relationship, what they have to offer from it. Why are they still so mad at each other then? Because they're both still making money by exploiting each other. Like, they seem kind of like the same person.
It's just, isn't it just good television? What a twist. It's just good entertainment. I think it's just to keep the story alive, to keep them both relevant so that, I don't know if you guys know, but Anna signed a deal for a limited series, a reality show of her life after prison, plus working on a book and a podcast. So, you know, I think she needs to keep the drama and the attention and the spotlight around so that people still care about her story once she's out of prison.
And when people do something,
as soon as we got to take one little break and then we'll come back. And I want to hear what you have to say sometime. Sorry to cut you off.
No, it's all right.
Hi, this is Bethany Frankel, and you will not want to miss my new episode of Just Be with actor Justin Long. He puts it all out there. He tells me about a near-death experience where he was abducted. He talks about bouncing back after being in a film that got a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes and gives his take on why celebrities date other celebrities. Listen to Just Be on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, what were you saying, Dimitri?
I think that that's what people do. When people do things that are morally or legally wrong, the way they justify it to themselves, they was, well, listen, but this person took advantage of me, or this person is doing this, or they're worse than me. They downplay what they've done, or they put some of it on other people. And I think they're both doing that. As far as I'm concerned, if you both did something wrong, just fuck off and, you know, argue with each other, but don't act like you haven't done anything and the other one's, you're a victim of what the other one's doing. But that's what people, they do. They put it on someone else. So Anna is like, well, Rachel's doing this. And Rachel, stop calling this attention. You haven't, you know, so they could both just.
Yeah, neither is taking accountability for their actions. But that's also because they're in a legal battle. It's not just a casual cat fight, if you will. This is true. You know, if they took accountability for their actions and apologized and then there wouldn't be lots of money at stake and careers on the line.
Has Anna ever apologized for anything? Like, is there anything on record that she apologized for any of the people she frauded?
I think that there was some sort of interview where she said, here, wait a second. I'll tell you exactly where. one second.
She should apologize for taking a private jet and going to Omaha with it.
Okay. So yeah, back in 2019, wait, sorry. Because there's an actual article here. Please cut this out. Okay, so let's just also clarify the fact that in 2019, she was convicted on 8 counts and sentenced to 4 to 12 years in prison, right? And she moved through 5 correctional facilities, and she was later released in February of 2021. And then 6 weeks later, like we said already, she went to ICE detention, where she's fighting deportation to Germany. And it's like, is she German? Is she Russian? We know now she's German. So over several phone calls to the Orange County Correctional Facility, Miss Sorokin spoke about the Netflix show, and she was a paid consultant on, just as a reminder. It was all about life in detention and the looming question of remorse. And in the interview, she was saying, I feel sorry for the way my case is being perceived. And I feel sorry that I resorted to these actions that people think I'm glorifying now. I feel sorry for the choices I've made. Definitely, I don't feel like the world would be a better place if people were just trying to be more like me. And then they asked her, do you feel like you've changed? And she said, I feel like I changed immensely just due to the fact that I've been exposed to so many people and just seeing other people's walks of life. Even though I thought I was so well traveled and I lived in Europe, lived in the States and lived in different countries, I was so sheltered. Having been to prison and having been through the criminal justice system, it just exposed me to a whole different kind of a person, and my problems before just seem ridiculous. And then they asked her, if you could go back in time, would you go back and do things differently? And she said, with the benefit of hindsight, I would have changed lots of things, but this is just not how life works. So I'm just building on my experiences and learning from them. What'd you say?
I said, I don't hate that part.
Yeah. And then they said, Netflix paid you $320,000 for your life rights to the series, and you consulted on the project. And she said, yeah. And that's why, to reference the BBC interview where I was asked, does crime pay? I could not honestly say no, because I did get paid. So,
I mean, she's definitely has a way with words. She's smart. I mean, I can see how she could potentially fraud people by the way that she does emote, the way that she, you know, she talks, she knows what she's talking about. She says it with like this command where if you guys want to laugh, you have to go over and watch Chloe is Crazy. She's on SNL. She's a friend of ours.
I love Chloe.
But she does an inventing Chloe. But it just pretty much sums up what Anna Delvey was able to do by her overall presence with others. But it's so good.
In conclusion,
should I clear my throat?
In conclusion, Anna Delvey is my hero. I'm kidding, you guys. Oh my God, I'm joking. Come on. In conclusion, you should watch Inventing Anna if you're curious to know a little bit more about the case. I think it is very engaging to watch it. And obviously, Shonda Rhimes can do no wrong in my book. Anyone else have any final thoughts?
No, we're all obsessed. We've been obsessed for months. I can say thank you to Anna and Rachel and Neff and everyone involved and potentially the tech rich boyfriend for giving us this entertainment. The unfortunate part is that it's true, allegedly.
Yeah. And thank you, sir, for making a fake app about dreams that never came to fruition. And then he moved to Dubai and I was on a phone call with someone in Dubai earlier. And it may or may not have been him, but I will never say.
Interesting timing, I see.
I see. In conclusion, this has been another episode of Real Time Crime. You can find me on the internet at Leah Lamar, on TikTok at Leah Lamar with 5 R's. Teddy, where can we find you on the internet?
At Teddy Mellencamp or allinbyteddy.com.
Ooh, and Dimitri? Still not at sometimes Dimitri.
No, yeah, I don't think that sometimes is going to happen. I got snatched up.
What?
No, I don't know. I didn't look, but just to make sure.
I don't appreciate that passive aggressiveness you just threw out there, right?
Yeah, it really hurt feelings, to be honest.
I didn't have time for that. I guess that was just aggressive, not passive.
I didn't say what did I say? I didn't have time to look.
Yeah.
I think that's just pretty straightforward. I think you're a little too caught up in this Inventing Anna thing where you think everybody's
I'm invested.
Everybody's like, conning
if I was
you.
Rachel or I was on.
I'm sorry, Dimitri. Do you not bring your phone with you to the toilet? You had time to look.
Just like you saw Leah's post earlier with her phone in the microwave.
Yeah, and didn't comment. I didn't see that one.
I do carry my phone with me. To be honest, I did not look. I never really thought I was going to be snatching up sometimes, Dimitri, because I don't think anybody gives a shit.
We give a shit,
we
Dimitri.
Do. Thank it's you. About us and how it makes us feel, Dimitri.
Yeah.
Are you going to do the sing song at the
end? Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I mean, am I good for anything except for the song? Not really. Yeah. Thank Bagels. You, everyone. Thank you for. Also, you can find the podcast at Real Time Crime Pod. We love your comments. We love your suggestions. We love your concerns so much. We have a live voicemail to call into. It's 866-21-CRIME. Again, that's 866-21-CRIME. 866-21-CRIME. That's 866-212-7463. This has been another episode of Real Time Crime. We'll see you next week. We love you. Stay safe. Goodbye.
Yes, this Teddy? Just in. Sorry. Before we close out, sometimes Dimitri is still available on Instagram. So you can go ahead and set that up before next week. Thank you, Dimitri, for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you all for tuning in to this week's Real Time Crime. It's available.
And this is more evidence that women can multitask and men cannot. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
It's real time crime. It's real time crime. It's real.
I mean, is it actually real time crime? Are we solving anything, or is that just a thing we say? It's a thing we say. Got it. Okay.
See you next week for more real time crime, only on iHeartRadio.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.